been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you. And of course, you can always reach me. Just email me to Peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. I'm going to start with an email that I got, and the person remains anonymous for reasons you'll understand, but I'm going to read it to you because there really is an interesting answer here. And here it says, my son's mother-in-law was widowed suddenly in June 2019. Her husband was involved in international public health and traveled far and wide. He died with a ton of miles in his United, American, and Delta accounts. How does she get access to these miles? Can she transfer them to her account, or did they expire along with him? So I'm going to give you the unofficial answer. The official answer is the miles basically die when you die. But you didn't hear it from me, but that presumes the airline knows he's dead. And remember, you're allowed to redeem miles and give them to other people. So my advice to your mother-in-law, assuming she has access to his account and his password, is to redeem miles for her and think nice thoughts of her husband and take those trips. Miles do not appreciate in a bank account. They depreciate. And now, there was a time when you could actually put it in your will to basically will your miles to someone. It was challenged in court at one point and upheld, meaning that you could. The airlines now have changed their rules. The reason why it was upheld was because the airlines didn't have a rule. Now many airlines do have a rule saying you can't do that. But the airlines are not getting up every morning reading the obituaries. They don't really know who's dying. So if you're listening to me, make a pact with your loved ones that should you go to that that upgrade in the sky, that they quickly redeem miles and use them, because otherwise they really will expire when you do. I just wanted to say that, and I hope none of the airlines are mad at me. But then again, he earned them. They should be used. All right, let's go to the phones out there in one of the southern suburbs of Chicago. We got Tad King on the phone. Hey, Tad.
Good afternoon, Mr. Greenberg.
How can I help you today?
I'm just looking for some advice, some help, some options. We were scheduled for a Mediterranean cruise, dates May 3rd through May 10th of 2020. Of course, the cruise got canceled by the cruise line. I don't know if you want me to mention the name or not.
Oh, we name names here. Go ahead. Which cruise line?
It was Norwegian.
Okay, keep going.
Norwegian, France canceled the cruise, and we've been trying to get a refund since that time. I'm basically been going back and forth with the travel agent 3, 4, 5, 6 times a month, and he's saying that he's getting stalling tactics and they're sending back errors on his request, and basically he feels that they're stalling, not wanting to pay. So I guess.
All right, let me stop you right there for a second. Number one, did you pay with a credit card?
No.
Woo. That's rule number one. Always, you pay with a check?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody listening to me, Thad, I love you, man, but next time if I find out you pay with a check, I'm coming to your house and slapping you, okay?
I got you.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, this is back in May. Did they cancel the cruise or did you cancel the cruise?
Norwegian canceled the cruise.
Okay, that's in your favor then. And let me guess, they offered you a voucher or a future credit?
Future credit.
All right. Do you intend on using it?
We wanted the refund.
Okay. I'm just going to ask it one more time, and I want to hear it, make sure that we're clear on this. So you have no intention of taking a cruise with them right now?
No.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to email me, peter at petergreenberg.com. Send me all the information that you got from your travel agent. Keep a copy for yourself, of course. I want the confirmation number, the dates, all that stuff, how much you're out, and how many times you've been trying to get the refund. Because basically, the credit that they're offering, or those future credit vouchers that they're offering, may be expiring at the end of this year. And right. This is from a cruise line that, you know, may not even be sailing till the, you know, till the fall of this year, because of their pushing back their sailing date. So let me take a look at that. Let me see what we can do. But there is a very important lesson here. Number one, always pay with a credit card. Number two, if you're going to dispute something, you better dispute it within 60 days of when you purchased it, or at the very least, within 120 days of when you found out about it, meaning when they canceled the cruise, when they were not going to deliver the service that you contracted for. But first and foremost now, your goal is to get that refund, Dad. I'm going to try to help you out with the folks at NCL. No guarantees from me, but it makes it increasingly difficult to do that when they're already holding money from you. Basically, they've taken it out of your account, right? You're not paying it on time. So get back to me with that. I'll do the best I can to help you, and we'll stay in touch. Thanks, Dad. That music means we're out of time for the whole show. A lot of people to thank. Actually, only two, but they are a lot. Alessandra B., our producer. Of course, Jeff Ryder doing the boards in Connecticut. Jeff Ryder, great job. Alessandra, great job. And you guys did a great job listening. We'll see you next week from another location somewhere in the world, because I'm back traveling. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.